We welcome you back to the Standard at 416 West Jackson Avenue in the Old City. We have a very special guest with us. It was a surprise guest. In fact, Superintendent of the Knox County School System, Mr. Buzz Thomas. Thank you for taking time out of your day and actually coming and doing this surprise interview with us.
Thanks. Glad to be here. I love what you're doing at Fulton High School, and I like this magnet showcase.
First off, Mr. Thomas, you took over at, you're the interim superintendent for the school system, and it seems that you did take over a hard job. And how hard is it to be the superintendent?
It's hard. You know, it's a big school system. A lot of people don't realize that we have 91 schools, 60,000 students, 100,000 parents, over 8,000 employees. So it keeps you pretty busy. I think I finally found a full-time job.
Now, I'm going to do a little fan service here and ask what every student is going to ask you.
When are we going to get out for snow?
Yeah. Well, not only that, but will we get longer breaks, too? Because we just got off of our fall break, and a whole week off was amazing.
Wasn't it? I think, you know, I was a part of the school system before I moved back to Knoxville, where I was the chairman of the board, and we were one of the first school systems in the state to implement fall break. And we did a full week, and we discovered that it's great for teachers, it's great for students, it's great for everybody. So I'm glad in Knoxville this year, for our first time, we had a full week. I'm glad you guys liked it. I loved it. I think our teachers come back energized, our students come back energized, and hey, next thing you know, it's Thanksgiving, right?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's favorite.
There's been talk, whenever Dr. McIntyre was in office, that we were going to go to a year-round school system. I mean, do you foresee that happening, or are you a fan of that, or what's going on there?
Yeah, one of the guys that really talked a lot about the so-called balanced calendar, which kind of runs throughout a school year, was your former principal, John Risley, who was at Fulton High School and had a lot of successful years there. I think that people are talking about, when they talk about the balanced and year-long calendar, they're trying to address some things that are very, very important, and that is long gaps where students forget things and you have to relearn them. So you kind of get rid of the long summer vacation and break your school year up more regularly. So when students are struggling, you can help them quicker. And as you said, you like fall break. You can build more of those breaks into the year. So, you know, I don't think that's something that's going to happen soon in Knoxville, but I think over time it may be that we decide it's smarter to stretch the calendar out a little bit. We'll see. We're not going to do that this year.
I personally agree with the balanced calendar idea. Some people are like, oh, my God, I'm not going to get a summer break or something, but you are.
You get about a six-week summer break.
Yeah, you're getting the same amount of time off. It's just it's spread out.
That's
so you're
right.
You're not forgetting that vital information that you just worked so hard to learn and took that test to master.
That's really well put. And as I said, it also gives kids that are struggling an opportunity to catch up. You know, when you get far behind and it's January, you might just check out until May. But with a balanced calendar, you could have a February break and catch the student up and get them back in the game so they don't get so discouraged. I like that.
Yeah, I've had experience with that. My freshman year, things were kind of rough, and I got way behind in one of my math classes. And once you get behind, it is almost impossible.
Tough. Yeah, it is. It's hard to catch up.
Yeah. But what... Just so people understand, what are some of your main responsibilities as
a superintendent? What's a superintendent do? I think the single most important thing the superintendent does is communicate the vision of what we're trying to accomplish in our school system and our community. We're trying to create the best schools in the South, not just in Tennessee. We've passed Charlotte, North Carolina. A lot of consider them to be the best in the South. Austin, Texas right now is probably the gold standard. So my number one job is to articulate a strong vision, I think, for our community to motivate us to have great schools. Also, to unite the community and the school board behind the work, to hold folks accountable, to make sure we have a great principal in every school, and then to get out of the way and let people do their job. I think sometimes superintendents micromanage or overmanage their people.
Yeah.
So Mr. Spees needs to be running Fulton High School, not Buzz Thomas. And under my philosophy of leadership, he'll be running it.
I completely agree with you. I just have one more question, and then I'm going to turn it over to Corbin. How do you have a plan to get kids from more urban areas to get more involved with school? Because I do see trouble at some of our schools where a lot of kids are just checking out or just coming there just to be somewhere.
Yeah.
They're not actually learning and taking in and taking full advantage of that free education. That is such a privilege.
It's a great question, and Fulton High School is one of those smart pathways to engage our urban students. You've got magnet programs there that are project-based, communications-based, things that interest students today. Most kids drop out of high school not because they got hooked on drugs, but because they got bored.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't see the connection between what's going on in school and what they want to do with their lives someday. So things like Project Grad that help students build a vision about what they can actually do with their lives, so they begin to see themselves as being successful and not just kind of stuck on the streets.
Get an idea of where they fit in our society.
Yeah, and how they can get there.
Oh, yeah.
I think Fulton High School is a great example of a school that is engaging kids and making them want to come to school because there's a lot of neat stuff going on there. And your athletic programs and your art programs and other things that make me want to go to school
there. Definitely. One of the big draws for me was our ROTC program and our television program. And if it weren't for those programs, I'd probably be somewhere else, honestly.
Well, we could see you on one of the networks one day because you're learning something in high school that makes sense in terms of what you might want to do with your life.
Mr. Thomas, you talked about uniting the community. We had a former student, Xavion Dobson, who was a hero in our eyes for shielding three girls of gunshot wounds. And do you see any projects going on in schools or around the county to unite the community with the schools and get students in the school and get them motivated to, as we say, enter to learn, go forth to serve? And do you see any projects following that motto?
Yes, I do. A lot of these magnet projects that we're here celebrating tonight, like at the new Career Magnet Academy out at Strawberry Plains, which is a co-located high school with a college. So you're actually going to college while you're in high school out at the Pellissippi State Strawberry Plains campus. The L&N STEM Academy, Fulton High School. The 14 or 12 community schools that we now have in Knoxville that have essentially turned schools into community centers so that when school's over, the school is still open in the afternoon and evening for community activities. Neighborhood groups are meeting there. Adult education is going on there. If you go to Lonsdale in the late afternoon, you'll see adults learning to speak English in the library at Lonsdale Elementary. So there are a lot of ways that we're building community that I think will cause Knoxville taxpayers to want to invest in our school system and believe we really can be the best. We want to be the best not because we just want to get a trophy, but because good schools, great schools, attract great jobs, healthy neighborhoods, prosperous families, low crime rates, all the things you care about happen first and foremost because you've got a great school.
Building on that great American dream that we all so much strive for.
Now, that's exactly right.
I think the community things we're doing is really good.
I agree.
We need to get rid of that me, myself, and I thing.
I agree.
And get more on the us.
This kind of American rugged individualism is it's great to be tough and it's great to be able to stand on your own two feet, but nearly everything important that's ever gotten accomplished gets accomplished by a team. Fulton's a great example of that. Your sports teams, your academics teams, life is a group project. It's not really designed for Lone Rangers. So building the community that you have at your high school and that we're building in Knox County is what's going to lead us to a great school system.
Well, Superintendent Thomas, that's all we have for you tonight. We thank you for the surprise interview that you did for us, and we will be back in 30 seconds on WKCS 91.1 FM. Again, you're listening to Falcon Radio at WKCS Radio.
Thank you. Go Falcons.